when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It is September the 26th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2020. That's right, the year of our Lord and Savior, our one and only Savior. No, there's no name under the sun in which man's can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. And that's the way we operate here at BloodRiverRadio.com. Anyway, people, we've got a great, I know you hear me say that almost every week. We have a very unusual show. It's the first of a kind, first show of its kind. I'm so excited. As you people know, I'm excited every week. But we have some great guests tonight. I'm broadcasting at a remote location. You're really going to be surprised. I'm not going to tell you where I am or who I'm with until the second hour. But, you know, you're going to be delighted. If you're Blood River fans, TPC fans, it's going to be a great delight to you. But listen, let me tell you what. We have Gene Andrews, my blood brother. I rode to Charlottesville with him back in the Battle of Charlottesville back in 2017. He's going to be riding shotgun with me tonight. Matter of fact, as usual, I think I'm more like the co-host. He's the host because he has more talent than I have. But anyway, just quickly before I do the prayer, we're going to have a dynamite show. I know you're going to be almost as giddy as I am when we introduce these people in the second hour of the Political Cesspool. But listen, we have a guest coming on. His name is Ranger Doug Smith. He's an Army Ranger. He's the North Carolina State Coordinator for Oath Keepers. He's currently boots on the ground in Louisville, Kentucky. We're going to call him, and he's giving us an up-to-date eyewitness account of what's going on in Louisville, Kentucky. But anyway, me and Gene will be with you in just a minute. People, if you will, you know the drill with Blood River Radio. If you will, get ready. We're going to go to the prayer, okay? So everybody up there, bow your heads. Dear God, if you will, look down and bless Blood River Radio. Bless Liberty News Radio. Bless all of our family and friends. Because I tell you what, us Christian people here in the United States, we're really under the gun right now. Everybody in the whole world just about hates our guts. Lord, everything we do on Blood River Radio, we want to do it to pay respect to you, give you all the honor, oh God, give you all the glory. Let Blood River Radio be an instrument of your war against Satan. Let us war against Satan. Give us the opportunity to wield the sword of David to cut the head off of the satanic Goliath that's on us right now, oh Lord. Anyway, Lord, I ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. Honey, were you there or not? You there? Are you there, Gene?
Yes, sir. Ready to roll.
I figured you're always ready to roll. You're like me. We got this guest coming on. You probably heard me say he's an Army Ranger. I don't know how old he is, but I think he's retired. Like we said, he's boots on the ground with some Oath Keepers and militia guys. He's from North Carolina. I hear Stuart Rhodes is up there, some other organizers, plus I think regular militia guys. He's trying to train guys to come in to board for the Constitutional Militia of the several states. He says that, before we bring him on, he says that there's thousands of people in the United States, thousands of good men that are armed to the teeth, but they really don't know how to use their arms. They don't know how to do any type of rudimentary tactics, the most basic military tactics. So that's what he's trying to do. He wants to help train people because, you know, he's a ranger qualified. He wants to train people where they won't shoot themselves, then they'll just know the most basic stuff on how to work in like small military groups legally, legal constitution of the United States. So we'll have Bethany call him in just a few minutes. She can call him anytime she wants to. But Gene, also, I'd like you to go ahead and introduce yourself. I'm really excited tonight. It's going to be hard for me to get down to the ground. But go ahead and tell them who you are, Gene. I know that most of the audience will know you anyway, but we always have new listeners coming out. So go ahead and tell them who you are, Gene.
Well, I was born and raised in Nashville, Tennessee. Grew up there and came back here after my stint in the Marine Corps for 3 years. And worked with my brother. Well, taught high school and coached high school football and track. And then worked with my brother in a sports medicine program that covered IndyCar racing and NASCAR, and then the last 12 years we covered the American Le Mans Series, which are the sports cars and the endurance racing. And then I retired in 2013 and have been working with the Sons of Confederate Veterans on several projects, but mainly at the Nathan Bedford Forrest Boyhood Home down at Chapel Hill, Tennessee, about 40 miles south of Nashville. The SCV acquired that property in 1997, and this is a two-story log cabin that was built in 1825. So it's almost 200 years old, which is almost as old as I am, but not quite. And then we fixed up the house, the barn, that's original as well, and cleared off the land around it. We have 58 acres and been down there working today on a tractor, cutting out a lot of dirt and sod. We're getting ready to build a visitor center with a museum, gift shop, office, and a large meeting room. And hopefully we'll have the area open then. 5 or 6 days a week. So that's what I've been spending my time on and prepping and getting psyched up and ready for Blood River Radio tonight.
Sounds gone. Uh-oh. The sound's gone. Our sound's totally gone, Bethany. Okay. I can't believe that we're out here at another remote location. We're having a little technical difficulty like we did last week, but we're going to soldier on through.
I hear you now.
But anyway, Gene, like we talked about, Gene, that is really great. You know, there's been some questions recently about the Nathan Bedford Forrest statue. Is it down? And we were talking. Is it there in Columbia?
Columbia. The Sons of Confederate Veterans got it out of Memphis after it was illegally taken down by the city of Memphis and some of their lower primate allies. And they got it out of Memphis safely before it was destroyed. And it is in a safe location here in Middle Tennessee. And it will be put back over the graves of General Forrest and his wife as soon as we can get the bodies reinterred out of Memphis. They are still buried at Forest Park, where the statue was. And there's a lot of legal things you have to go through to open a grave and remove the caskets from a grave. So that's ongoing right now. And then, of course, the corona beer virus shut everything down in the spring. That's when they were supposed to be removed from Memphis and brought to the Sons of Confederate Veterans headquarters at Elm Springs in Columbia, Tennessee. But all of that got stopped, and then it's been hard to get it started again, get the process started again with all the legal shenanigans going on. And but they're still hoping to get that done. So just like they were at Forest Park in Memphis, General Forrest and his wife will be buried underneath the statue. There will be a granite pedestal above the graves, and then the equestrian statue of General Forrest will be placed back on top, and it will look just like it did at Forest Park in Memphis, except we fortunately got it out of that place before it was completely destroyed, and it will be at a place of honor at the Sons of Confederate Veterans National Headquarters at Elm Springs in Columbia, and it will be right there with the brand-new Confederate Museum that is getting ready to be opened and dedicated also right there on the grounds of the Sons of Confederate Veterans Headquarters.
You know, Gene, I've got to really salute you for doing that. I know you spend countless hours, for our people, for our Confederate veterans, for the Forrest home. You probably have no idea how many hours you spent there. But, you know, there's no place in the United States, no major city where any statue of our people is going to be safe. I know you know that.
Not as long as it's on public property, because the politicians are, well, either one, they're basically cowards, and they pander to the lowest level of society, or number two, they're outright communists, and they're doing everything they can to destroy this country from the inside. They're fifth columnists that are working to tear this country down from the inside, whether it's filing impeachment against the president or clamoring about Russian interference in the election or mail-in ballots. We're going to get millions and millions of fake ballots sent in for this election. I know that's going to happen. You can bet on that. But they're doing everything they can to destroy this country. And all of our history, not just our Confederate history, whether it's George Washington or Thomas Jefferson. And the stupidity of it is they took down a statue of a Texas Ranger at Love Field in Dallas, in Texas. Now, what's more Texas than a Texas Ranger? But my brother lives out there, and he said, no, you got it wrong. He said, there's Texas, and then there's Dallas, and that's two different things. So, you know, these cities run by these liberal, communist-slash-democratic mayors are just a total disaster. You look at how rotten the cities are, and that's what we're looking at, talking about what's going on in Louisville right now and having to organize a militia.
Yes, I tell you what, Gene, hang on to your seat because I want you to kind of ramrod the next interview with this Doug guy coming to the Ranger. People, we'll be right back this minute. We're going to bring Doug Smith, Ranger Doug, on. Boots on the Grand Palooza. We'll be right back.
War for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ had been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should. Then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Well, people, thank you so much for holding on. It is September the 26th in the year of our Lord 2020. I have Gene Andrews, the former Marine, who he's not as proud of the Marine Corps as he used to be, but our producer is calling Doug Smith right now, Ranger Doug Smith. We're going to get him on the line. He's like we said, he's got boots on the ground in Charlottesville. Not Charlottesville, but Louisville. I'm going back to my days in Charlottesville. He's going to give us a up-to-minute, up-to-the-second happening, what's going on right there in Louisville, what's going on in Louisville. I also want him to tell us about, I think, the little project he's got training little militia groups, legal militia groups, constitutional militia groups, the constitutional militia of the several states. And as soon as he comes on, we'll get him on the air as soon as Bethany gets. So anyway, Ranger Doug, how are you doing tonight, fella?
We're wide open as usual.
Well, listen, I'm going to play a little clip. It's going to be kind of in honor of you and Gene Andrews. It's a little clip, but we'll talk about that clip. As soon as the clip's over, I'm going to come back to you and Gene. We're going to talk about the clip. Go ahead and roll that clip, Bethany.
Those who would trade our freedom for the soup kitchen of the welfare state have told us they have a victory. They call that policy accommodation. And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer. Not an easy answer, but simple. If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right, we cannot buy our security, our freedom from the threat of the bomb, by committing an immorality so great as saying to a billion human beings now enslaved behind the Iron Curtain, give up your dreams of freedom, because to save our own skins, we're willing to make a deal with your slave masters. Alexander Hamilton said, a nation which can prefer disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one. Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than dead, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. This is the meaning in the phrase of Barry Goldwater, peace through strength. Winston Churchill said, the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said, there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
Well, people, I think that was a dynamite clip myself. And when I heard that clip, I thought of all of our patriots. I thought about Ranger Doug. I thought about Gene Andrews, his service in Vietnam. People like Ranger Doug and Gene and I, we have not shirked our duty. We will never accommodate. We will never, ever, you know, bow down to this satanic thug that's attacking us. And I'm going to tell you what, we have a guy on the line other than me and Gene. We have a fellow right now that's putting his money where his mouth is. He's boots on the ground in Louisville, Kentucky, with the Oath Keepers and other groups of guys that are sick and tired of these communist thugs trying to just run rampshot over us. Ranger Doug, I'm unwound up right now. I feel like I usually get. Give the audience a brief. I've given them a brief biography of you. Tell us a little bit about your military career and what you've been doing in North Carolina as an organizer for the Oath Keepers.
Yeah, sure enough. I went in the military in 1981. I got a contract to go to the 82nd Airborne, but while I was in jump school, they were looking for volunteers for the 2nd Ranger Battalion. I joined and went to the 2nd Ranger Battalion, stayed my time around there. I got out, done some guard time. When Desert Storm kicked off, I went back in and was picked up by the 82nd Airborne. I was in Division Lurst, E Troop, 1st Set Pete Calf, Lurst T. Was injured there, was out, I thought, permanently. And 13 years later, after 9/11, I was contacted by my North Carolina National Guard, my local company I'd been with before, battalion, asked me, would I get in back in? I said, man, I'm 47 year old, you know, growing disability. I said, we need you. So, make it long story short, I went back over two more times, injured both times. I've been over three times. They've injured me all three times, met them back home twice. But anyway, after that, I'd been a my last time in, I was in the Warrior Transition Battalion at Fort Gordon, Georgia. Some guys came around, had some handouts on Oath Keepers, and I got to reading, you know, who is this guy, Stuart Rhodes, and reading about him and what he had just started. Oath Keepers was just a few months old then. I said, you know, this man's got it going on right here. He is definitely, you know, just like me. So, joined Oath Keepers back then. I've always considered myself an Oath Keeper. I had a lot of years of inactivity while Stuart was beating the ground down. You know, I went to work with the International Paper and done things. But anyway, here since the first year, Stuart and I, after meeting about 3 years, 4 years ago, Stuart and I met. But he got back up with me this year. We put on a concerted effort in the state of North Carolina to really stand that state up, since we have so many military veterans, high-speed military veterans, you know, paratroopers, SF team members, Marine Force recon, things like that. So, and here we are, you know. We watch what's happened in the last 6 months or so. I mean, actually, we've been watching all our lives, but the last 6 months, and we're preparing ourselves to defend our Constitution, to uphold our oath, our duty. We swore to God to do that. That's what we're going to do.
By God, that's music to my ears. In other words, the Ranger Doug is not going to accommodate, tolerate, or appease the enemy, because I bet you Ranger Doug and Gene will agree that there's no, you cannot compromise with evil. You know, anytime you show weakness to the enemy, you know, they're just going to run roughshod over you. And to kind of voice what Reagan said, in a paraphrase it, and, you know, in some ways I was not a fan of Reagan, but he did some good stuff. You know, if you want peace, prepare for war. That's an adage that's been around forever and ever. But, you know, let me ask you this before we go to Gene. Ranger Doug, what brought you to, what made you go from all the way from North Carolina to Louisville, Kentucky?
Well, we were watching what was going on up here come a few weeks back. You know, the store owners here, Black Lives Matter, they're approaching them to extort money from them. You know, they basically tell them they got to give money to this organization, that, how many minorities they have to have, just how they're going to run their business. And they actually have a grading system where they were going around a racial grading, kind of like, you know, in a diner or something, you would see where the state helps for. But this was a racial store where, you know, if you adhere to their demands, they'd give you a rating, wouldn't burn your building down. But if you went against that, you could get an F, which guarantees you're going to be burned out.
Ranger Doug, hold that. Hey, Ranger Doug, we got to go to a quick break. Hold that thought. We're going to come right back to you as soon as we come get back to this break. Hold on.
Thank you. pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a campaign stop in Atlanta, Georgia, President Donald Trump announced a new plan focused on economic empowerment for black Americans.
And I'm here today to announce a brand new plan to deliver more opportunity, more security, more fairness, and more prosperity to black communities. We call it the Platinum Plan. Platinum Plan. And that's a contract with black Americans, and it's going to be something that people talk about for a long time to come.
The Platinum Plan highlights several areas the president plans to focus on in his second term if reelected, including a pledge of 3 million new jobs for the black community, creating 500,000 new black-owned businesses throughout the United States. The campaign also vows to make Juneteenth a national holiday and to prosecute the KKK and Antifa as terrorist organizations. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former Congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul was hospitalized after he appeared to suffer a medical episode while recording his YouTube show. The 85-year-old was speaking about free markets on his show, The Ron Paul Liberty Report, when he began to slur his words and lost the ability to speak. He was taken to a hospital in Texas for precautionary reasons. Paul tweeted out a picture of himself in his hospital bed writing, "I am now doing fine. Thanks, everyone, for your concern." Google said it would stop allowing political ads for an undetermined period of time after polls close November 3rd in anticipation of possible confusion or civil unrest while votes are counted and election results are finalized. The popularity of absentee or mail-in voting this year is expected to add to the time that election officials will need to count every vote. As a result, the winners of the election, including the presidential race, may not be clear immediately afterwards. This is USA Radio News.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, people, thank you for holding on. Like we said earlier, it is September the 26th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2020. We have Ranger Doug on. Ranger Doug Smith from North Carolina. He's the head honcho in North Carolina for the Oath Keepers. And he is in Louisville, Kentucky right now, boots on the ground. And he's going to give us, in just a second, he's going to give us a live update exactly what's going on in there. Then I'm going to turn it over to Gene, because Gene is a combat Marine. I want him to finish up this interview. So anyway, Ranger Doug, go ahead and finish telling us why you were in Louisville. And also, don't let me forget, I want you to tell the people how you've been encouraging people. You want to kind of train people, if I'm not mistaken, to get them to organize on their own little hamlets in the legal constitutional militia of the several states to fight, because it looks like we're going to have to fight this evil coming down the pike. You know, the communists are embedded in our government, just like Senator McCarthy said. He was right all along. But anyway, go ahead and finish telling us why you came to Louisville, what you're doing there. Give us a brief and tell us about what's going on there right now, and we'll bring Gene Andrews in, my Marine buddy.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, that's like I'm saying. You know, the Black Lives Matter has done this racial standard stuff on these guys, and they got the people that didn't go along with it. They just went in their stores. I actually watched videos, you know, the store surveillance videos, and them telling them, "We're gonna come burn you out." So the Oath Keepers in state of Ohio, state of Kentucky, you know, put a call out. They needed some help on this, and our national leader, Stuart Rhodes, picked right up on it, let me know what was happening and what we could do in the North Carolina. And we come right up. We've done some recon here a couple of weeks back, got our feet, you know, squaring ourselves away on the ground here, and we got back last Thursday, I believe. We've been protecting those stores against being burnt down. In North Carolina, I believe what you're speaking to is we aggressively have gone after recruits. We started off on Facebook. Everybody knows, you know, Facebook slammed us. Stuart's already seen it coming. He told us it was going to happen, just and it did. And he told me that 3 or 4 months ago. He said, and it happened just like he said. It kind of give us a setback there, but we're back on our feet, trying to gather our people back in, we're putting the word out everywhere we can, especially to the people who have given to us before, that we need to fulfill that oath. We need oathkeepers.org, that go there, and oathkeepers.org, and join us. We need you, and that's where we've been with this thing. And yeah, let me throw in, we could take boots on more boots on the ground right now in Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
It's we have plenty of men on the ground, but you know these guys get tired. The deal with the Patriot is they work for a living. These guys, especially you young men, because these men are worth their salt. They feed their babies, they pay their mortgages, they do things. They're not like this crowd that busts up, go around and burning people's stuff. Somebody's paying them, you know, to do this stuff. But our Patriots, you know, for the most part, unless they're like me, older retired guys, they have to make a living. So anybody we could get to come with us, we need them.
Gene, I'm going to turn Gene, do you have any comments to make or any questions to ask Ranger Doug?
Yes, I would like to ask Doug if he could explain to our listening audience where the name Oath Keepers came from. And what is the requirement for joining that? Do you have to be in the military, former military, or police, or someone along those lines? So if he could just give us sort of a brief history of that and explain the name and that sort of thing to our listeners.
Roger that. You want to call that?
No, I'm saying that's a burden from the volunteers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you leave that out. Yes, Stuart come up with that. You know, and Oath Keepers, just like it sounds, you know, to those that have sworn to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to keep our oath, you know, to defend this Constitution. You know, to us, the Constitution is second only behind the Holy Bible. I mean, it's a divinely inspired document that we must defend, or we're going to pay the price we stand for our Lord and Creator for not doing that, in my opinion. But no, you do not have to be a former member or anybody to give the oath. We take associate members every day. In fact, we have a lot of associate members, and they are the finest people. They just lack some of the training that some of us former military guys have. But they have the heart and they have the will, and we will train them. That's correct. But you'd have to actually talk with Stuart if he's sitting around. If that took months. I've never got that out of him yet. Me and him are always strategizing over.
I'm having just a little bit. Well, go ahead, Gene. Anything you have to say, Gene? You can continue on. I'm having just a little bit of trouble with my sound on this end. So, Gene, you go ahead and ask Stuart. Stuart is he was the founder of Oath Keepers. He's the head honcho there. So, Gene, that's who you're talking about. When you talk to Stuart Rose. So, go ahead, Gene. By the way, people, like I said earlier, Gene is a combat Marine, decorated Marine, Vietnam Marine, buddy. So he's been there up close and personal. He knows what you're talking about.
Welcome home, Gene. Go ahead, Gene. Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate having you people stand up. So many of our so-called leaders in this country, the politicians, especially these liberal mayors and governors in these states, have just turned their back on the Constitution and the rule of law and turned their cities and their states, some of them, turned the entire state over to thugs in the street. And if we don't have people like the Oath Keepers or some type of militia to protect us, we are totally out of luck because they're ordering their police departments to stand down and let the anarchists have the streets.
Have you had any interaction with the police department and law enforcement in Louisville? Doug, have y'all talked to them?
Absolutely. We always do that. From Ferguson on, anytime we go into an area, we always reach out to the police officers. And without exception, the rank and file support us. It's only the politicians that don't. And so we always have great relationships with local law enforcement. Most of them are veterans. You know, they're our brothers.
Well, that's great. That's great that they need the support. My sympathy goes out for them. You see these news clips on TV, and they have to stand there, and they have these vulgar animals 6 feet away from their face yelling everything that they can right into their face. And I could not be a police officer. I would strike back in a heartbeat if somebody did that.
And, we got a chase of that just the other day. They came into where we were parked at, and they came in and did the same thing, got in our face and yelled at us. You probably find the video online. But our guys were cool as a cucumber and let them yell. They didn't actually try to touch us because they knew if they did that, it'd be a bad day for them.
Good.
So, same thing. They just want to harass and yell and scream.
Yeah, well, that's about all they're good for. And I heard a great quote the other day. They're talking about so many of these people in this Black Lives Don't Matter aren't black. And they said, well, ugly, fat, white women have to have something to do, so that's why they're out there marching for Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter, it's interesting because our tactical commander for this operation is a black combat vet who was also a police officer. He's worked for Blackwater and Triple Canopy, and, you know, he's a pretty high-speed guy.
Yeah.
And that's who I brought in, and that's our team leader. So it's got nothing to do with race. Black Lives Matter is a communist front. The organization is a communist front. And Whip is the name of our team leader. And he says his perspective is this. There is a difference between the person on the ground who might be part of and swept into the Black Lives Matter movement, but they're really very different from the blacklivesmatter.org, which are communists.
Yeah.
That's Whip's perspective, and I think he's right about that. That's the whole point of the communist front, is to trick people into supporting communism when they think they're supporting something else. You know, they always want to have the same answer to every perceived problem or manufactured problem, is you must destroy the Constitution, destroy capitalism, and become a communist country. And that's what we're facing right now. This is a communist insurgency.
Well, that's been their policy for a long time, and they've even admitted that they've latched on to a lot of different movements in this country from way back in the 1950s, whether it was civil rights, where it was militant feminists, whether it was Students for a Democratic Society, anything
right.
like that, that's going to disrupt the system in this country and disrupt it. And they even refer to these people as useful idiots, that they're not actual members of the Communist Party, but the Communist Party uses them to advance their agenda. And unfortunately, so many, especially the young people, don't recognize that and don't recognize that they're being used for fools to promote this communist agenda in this country and the destruction of the country.
That's right. Well, the lucky thing is for us is there's that walkaway movement, and there are quite a few black people in this country that are waking up to the reality that they're being used. That's why you see so much, like Alan West, for example. And I know another black patriot, black cops and oath keepers in Dallas that's right there with Alan West. And a lot of them are starting to wake up, and they're starting to realize that they've been used.
Yeah.
People, hear the music. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll ask Mr. Stuart Rose a question. We'll go right back to Gene. Let him finish up this interview. Be right back, people. Hang on.
Okay.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and, by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people, unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Well, we people, you're right back. In case you've just now tuned in, it is September the 26th, the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2020. We have Ranger Doug on. We also from Oath Keepers in North Carolina. We also have Stuart Rhodes, who's the founder of Oath Keepers, the national president, the head honcho, so to speak. And we also have Gene Andrews, who's a former combat Marine in Vietnam. He's my brother. We went to the Battle of Charlottesville together. As a matter of fact, I did my very first job with Liberty News Radio as a field reporter in Charlottesville. That was my very first stint as a reporter for Liberty News Radio. Anyway, I was just going to make a comment to Ranger Doug or Stuart, whoever's on now. The head honcho for Black Lives Matter, if I'm not mistaken, is a woman. She was arrested, tried, and convicted for terrorism. I think she was setting off explosions in federal courthouses and places like that. She was in there with the Weathermen and the SDS, all these terrorist organizations around in the 60s. She was tried and sentenced to something like 48 years. She got out of prison some kind of way, and now she's heading Black Lives Matter. All the money, these people, these rank-and-file people, black people come in and think that they're doing something wonderful, getting in Black Lives Matter. It sounds great. They're not getting a nickel out of Black Lives Matter. All this money is going to this communist front organization. Stuart was right. It's a big communist front organization. The head honcho is the national headquarters of the BLM. It's like all these other communist organizations. These communists get control of people like Greenpeace. They get in, you know, the climate change people. They get in any kind of an organization you want to name. They'll come in and they'll infiltrate it and take it over. Is that right, Stuart?
That's correct. In fact, I've called all the environmentalists watermelons. They're green on the outside and red on the inside.
That's great.
You go. That is fantastic. Well, anyway, I just want to interject that before we went back to the guy. I'm supposed to be the founder of Blood River, but that don't mean nothing. Gene can think circles around me. So Gene is my combat Marine. Gene, I'm going to go right back to you and let you finish this interview, fella. And, go ahead, Gene.
No, I do not want to interrupt Stuart or Doug, either one. I think it's very important to get the word out about Oath Keepers and what they're doing and what all's going on in Louisville. This, to me, is just one of the most disgusting things I ever heard of. That these extortionists in this Black Lives Matter can come around to businesses and tell them that if you don't pony up, we're going to burn you out. That's what the mafia does. That's what the mob does. You know, if you don't pay your protection money to Guido the leg breaker, is going to come by and bust your kneecaps or burn your business down.
This is worse. Guido the leg breaker is not trying to make you think the right way or make you speak the right way. He just wants the money. These people want you to become little puppets. It's kind of like China with the social credit score thing. If you have thought crime or face crime, you don't look properly, you don't bend the knee and get on your knees and worship them, they're going to come burn you out. When that mob came in our parking lot, one came up to me and said, Black Lives Matter, right? I said, all lives matter. And he said, F you. You know, I'm not going to bow down to him. He's going to terrorize me into speaking the words he wants me to speak. So it's far worse than Guido. So that's why we're here. We saw that extortion, and we said, we cannot let this stand. You cannot have a mini Marxist dictatorship inside the United States. That's what they're trying to do.
How much of an area of Louisville are y'all having to cover to protect these businesses? Is it just a few city blocks, or is it several strip malls all over the Louisville area, or what are you having to do?
Well, around Jefferson Street, we're defending the Shell station, and right across from that is a pawn shop. It's the Bader's Food Mart and then Stewart's Pond. And then we also have a second location for the pawn shop we're defending down on Broadway Street. But we also do have a third business that we don't want to identify because the folks live above it and they're protecting their home as well.
Yeah.
So they don't want to be publicly identified. So just like in Ferguson, we protected a black-owned bakery as our first client, and then our neighbors came in, so they want protection as well, and there are apartments above the businesses. So we protect life and property too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We do need volunteers though. And we got a burner phone number if you don't mind me giving it out.
No, go right ahead.
Go ahead.
And you don't have to be a former infantry guy. You could be law enforcement too. Really, any MOS in the military has got value, and we would love to have you guys come in. So if you're medical, you need more medics. You can never get enough medics. Firefighters, we need firefighters. And combo guys, just really almost any skill set is useful. But our burner phone number to volunteer is 502-693-8754. That's 502-693-8754. And you don't have to be an Oath Keeper to volunteer. You just need to be squared away and competent. We want cool, calm, and collected. You got to be able to stay calm under pressure, because they're going to come in and get in your face and try to get you to overreact. They want to hurt President Trump. They love nothing better than either the police or one of us, a patriot, giving them their Kent State moment, where they can say, see, these people are, you know, murderous, you know, bastards, pardon my language. But that's what they want. They want us to overreact. That's why it's important for our men to stay cool and calm and collected.
Well, now, let me ask you this. You're standing there. You're staying cool, calm, and collected. What happens if they come after you and physically attack you?
We defend ourselves. You have the same right to defend yourself as anybody else. We can use force to defend ourselves and others, and you use the reasonable man standard of force reasonable to the threat. And a lot of our men are law enforcement. I always pair up my law enforcement and military. Law enforcement guys understand exactly how to use their command presence and their voice. And you know what? They have yet to lay hands on us. They just haven't so far. And in all the years we've been doing this, luckily no Oath Keepers ever had to shoot anybody or even had to punch anybody. We just use our presence, and for the most part, we deter them without even having to do anything.
That's excellent.
I'd like to make a quick comment.
We have to, and they know it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Eddie.
One quick comment. I'm just going to let people know, Stuart isn't just a former paratrooper. He's also an attorney. Stuart, I think you graduated from law school from one of these Ivy League schools. Am I correct?
Yeah, I went to Yale Law School, but don't hold that against me, please.
Well, Stuart, if you're up there with Oath Keepers, more than likely, if anybody can keep you out of trouble with the law.
I worked in Ron Paul's D.C. office, too.
That's right. That's right. That's coming back to me. My memory's coming back to me now. And before, I'm going to go right back to Gene. But have you ever? I know. Oath Keepers have been running protection services, so to speak, for citizens for quite, like you mentioned, Ferguson. Even before that, have you ever had any of your people got into trouble, like being arrested with the police or anything like that?
No.
Have you?
No.
Great. I want to let people know, the volunteers, you don't have to worry about that. But, you know, there comes a time, even if you have to say, like James Madison said, I believe it was, he said that they'll be dishonored before they will risk danger. They'll accept dishonor, instead of facing up to danger. So we've come to that point right now, people. With that little brief comment, but babbling of mine, I'm going to go right back to Gene. You have any more questions, any more comments for Stuart? Go ahead.
I think they pretty well covered it. Do you have people in any other locations other than just Louisville? I know Louisville is
the place right now
because of this.
Across the country, up here is standing up. And you need to know that we've been out escorting Trump supporters back to their vehicles. In fact, we just did one with Ranger Doug here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I flew in, and he rallied up his guys, and they did a stand-up job. We were in there as volunteers for the GOP, and we did volunteer escorts back to people's vehicles. We've done 11 Trump rallies now. And you can expect to see us at more Trump rallies, and then going into the election cycle, you can expect to see us protecting people as they vote. Because we know what the communists are going to do. They're going to try to use terror to suppress conservatives because they know conservatives go to the polls. They're going to try to suppress us with violence. So we will be standing up. You will see us in your conservative areas in particular protecting you so you have a right to vote. So, hey, I want to give Ranger Doug a chance to say goodbye before he goes.
We're almost getting to go on duty. Yeah, well, we got wide open here and hope to talk with you again sometime. And if you guys ever get down around southeastern North Carolina, we'd love to have you come stay with me there on the Waccamaw River. And we'll look forward to seeing you again. And thanks for all you guys do. Just want to make one thing clear, that patriots come in every color, every creed, and they are my brothers, and they always will be. Thanks a lot, guys.
Well, thank you, Ranger Doug. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. Thank you, Gene. You want to hang on for another segment, fella?
I will through the break. Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, sir. People, we're getting ready to transition to the second hour, but we got a minute or two left to kill. Gene, what overall? I know you have some of the same concerns.
Fantastic that they're doing that. You know, everyone that has a conservative label has a target painted on their back now, and you see these Antifa thugs going after people coming out of a Trump rally, just like they said, or attacking people with Trump signs in the yard, anything like that. So much for freedom of expression and First Amendment. That's gone by the wayside in this country, not just on the Internet and things like that with Google and Facebook and all of that. That's freedom of speech on that is long gone. But now you can't even go out in public without being attacked, whether you're in a restaurant. Anything like that. I had a friend of mine that's talking about, saw something on TV where these Black Lives Matter came in into a restaurant and just started throwing food off the people's plate and took their drinks and threw it at them. I don't think I would last very long on that. If I had a steak knife, I think I would definitely use it when somebody started doing something like that. And it wouldn't be the steak knife wouldn't be used to cut up a ribeye or a sirloin, that's for sure.
But well, you have to defend yourself. You really do, you know.
Well, yes.
I know, yeah. Gene, you may remember when we were in Charlottesville. Well, go ahead, Gene.
No, and the sad thing about it is, though, that slimeball George Soros has put out so much money in these elections for district attorneys in these cities. They've elected these worthless liberals that have totally ignored the law, and they will not prosecute people that have been arrested for firebombing a building or attacking the police or attacking citizens on the street. But they will prosecute someone who was arrested for defending themselves. And that tells you how law and order in this country been totally turned on its head. It's just absolutely backwards.
That's for sure. Gene, we're about to run out of time, but I want you to hang on for another segment. I'm going to tell people when we come back for the break, I'm going to tell people where I am and who I'm with. I think a lot of people will be really surprised about when they find out where I am and who I'm with. It's going to be a big treat for our
She said not to say anything
radio.
About that. Uh-uh.
That's for sure. But also, before we run out of time, I'd like to also say, well, when we come back, I got to make a little disclaimer and tell some other people about it. It's going to be a great treat. People, you're going to be really giddy about when you find out where I am and who I'm with. And plus, I used to call him Mr. Marine Jeans, but we can't call him that anymore.
No,
he's going to stay with us
not
over
anymore.
The break. Well, hang on, people. We'll be right back. We're going to transition to the second hour. We'll be right back.